Danny, one or two things have happened this week. How do the players feel?
You know, we're obviously players and we're all human beings at the end of the day, but, you know, we went into the game today focusing on the game. Although there's been a few moving parts over the last few weeks, we are all paid to play football for Wolves, and it's something we're proud of. And you know, every time we step out there, the only focus is on doing our best for Wolves. Obviously, today was disappointing in terms of the second half. I thought we slipped away a little bit, and Swansea also showed their clinical edge and the reasons why they're in the Premier League.
Indeed, footballers are used to change. It happens, and everybody who's played professional football for a little while knows that managers and all sorts of things change. At the moment, the club is on the start of potentially a very big upheaval with new owners and a new manager who's new to England, but he's a very big personality. This is a big step change that's coming up.
Yeah, it's big, but it's also exciting. I think every Wolves fan will be very excited to see what happens this season. We're all, we're looking forward to the season, and we want to make sure that, we've got a week before the Rotherham game, and that this week we take on board what the new boss is saying and make sure that, we try and implement his style and his philosophy on the team, and make sure that, we're hard to beat as well. Make sure that we go to Rotherham and our supporters look forward to watching us play.
As one of the, obviously, the senior players in your current role, you presumably will be sort of a bridge between the new manager and the rest of the players to begin with. You brace for that?
Yeah, of course I am. So obviously football's always evolving, and it's important to move with the times, and the new manager just come in. I haven't had a chance to sit down and have a chat with him yet. Obviously he's literally just got here, so it's a case of us picking up next week and working out the way forward and making sure that the main thing is that we're ready for Rotherham, and that the game's not just around the corner, it's here, and we're going to make sure that we give it a good fist.
It's going to be quite interesting because he is a personality. I mean, he's had a colourful managerial career all over the place, and I mean, he's new to England, but you lot don't remember when he played in the World Cup. We are old enough to remember that, but he is a big personality.
He's obviously got huge playing experience, and likewise he's well travelled, and he knows different leagues and he knows different players, and coming to the Championship, I'm sure he'll be determined to do well. It's a good opportunity for all us players at Wolves as well, with obviously the new backing and the new chairman, to make sure we're part of those plans and make sure that we move with that and we get behind him.
You've been a big part of Kenny Jackett's three seasons at Wolves. How would you sum up his contribution to the club?
He's done a great job. I think it was difficult. I've just said previously to the guys there that teams have gone down to League One and they've not resurfaced for a few years. The gaffer's demeanour and his professionalism was there for everyone to see during the handover, and I think it speaks volumes that the job is done. Obviously last season was difficult for endless reasons, but I think he'll leave with his head held high, and the players likewise will remain respectful of what he achieved in the promotion.
Did he change the club given the state it was in when he arrived?
He definitely changed the momentum of the club, certainly. There was a lot of negativity when he first came in, and it didn't take him long to turn it around. But, we obviously now are looking forward to going one better and making sure that we're in the Championship this season and that we're competing and we're getting behind the new era.